Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two, Monday, May the 11th, 2020. 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Now, there are a few things I want to talk about here real quick before we get back. Well, actually, one of the things is where we started this morning. Ghosts. Now, I was telling the story in hour number one of falling over the recliner and you know, about killing myself yesterday. Luckily that did not happen, but I was getting a message there during the break from somebody who says there are ghosts. Now, this person even went to the extent to tell me a ghost story. Now, see, here's the problem with ghost stories. They seem not to be very exciting. Like, let's say I believed in ghosts. And I was telling the story about me falling over the recliner end. Now, if that were my proof of ghosts, what a boring story that would be. Now, this story is very similar in a lot of ways. A very boring ghost story. I hate to say that, but it is. Now, here's this person's proof that there is a ghost. I've had a knife fall off my counter twice in my kitchen for no reason. And I was the only one sitting there. Now, see, you've got to understand, that is this person's reasoning for ghosts being real. That's the proof that a knife fell off a kitchen counter twice with nobody else in the room. Now, I don't want to be the one to bring this up, but your house could be on a slant, your counter could be on a slant. It could be that somebody was playing a trick on you. It could be that the knife, I don't know. It could be a lot of different things why a knife could fall off a counter. But I would think, now see, here's the thing. If I was a ghost and that was a real thing, I would think I would be trying to do maybe more impressive things than knocking knives off counters for no apparent reason. Or pulling recliner bottoms out for no apparent reason. I think I would be doing other things. Now, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. Now, does anybody have a real good ghost story or proof of ghosts? Because, you know, this whole knife falling off a counter thing and bottom of a recliner coming out, you know, that's not going to cut it. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will get you up on the air. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. But if you have any ghost story whatsoever that they exist, or you have anything about ghosts, a story you heard from a relative, a grandmother, a grandfather, an aunt, an uncle, call it in. Help me put the belief that ghosts exist in my mind. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm getting feedback on this. A butter knife doesn't roll, and I heard the dishes shuffle like someone was in the dishes. And if you drop a knife, it means a man is visiting. Now, what book is that out of? I've never heard anything like that in my life. Now, here's the thing. Your dishes were rattling. Here's what this probably means. You have a mouse. I think you might have a mouse in your house. And I think the mouse might have gotten in your sink because mice tend to get into the sink where there is food, you know, old food. So that's probably what you heard in the sink rattling around. Now, I always try to keep an eye on what's going on over here on Facebook so I can read these messages and respond to them. But I would almost bet the house that that's not what's going on. Now, let's see here. There might be another ghost story here. Let me double check this one. I work at a very old building. There are definitely ghosts. We deal with them all the time. So, now, I mean, do you have to, like, congregate with the ghosts? Do you have to have conversations with them? Okay, you can come in at 5 o'clock, but you can't come in at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we're busy. So, you know, you being the ghost, you're going to have to come back at 5 o'clock when we're not so busy. I don't know that that's how it works. Does anybody know anything about ghosts? Weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now I'm being told ghosts are not scary. Well, see, you weren't there last night when I tripped over the edge of that recliner. To me, that was scary. I about broke the, about broke a neck. You don't want to see that. Things disappear at work. You know, these just to me don't seem like good ghost stories to me, but things disappear probably because you forget what you did with them. See, this is my whole thing with ghosts, this is the problem. These are not fantastical stories. We need, like, big stories. We need, like, a big ghost story. Like, an apparition came flying across the room and we saw it. Now, see, that's a ghost story. Somebody moved a butter knife. Somebody moved a piece of furniture. My dishes were rattling. See, that's not a ghost story. That's just the time to call the exterminator in and get those mice taken care of or whatever else is in the house. That's all you have to do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're going to have some bigger stories than that when it comes to ghosts, I'm afraid. Go ahead, caller.
A friend of mine had a photograph. They had a birthday party. And they were all gathered around the kitchen table. They took a photograph. They got it developed. And when they got it developed, there were two extra people in the picture that weren't there.
Now, did these look like older people, or who were they?
They didn't know who they were. They had no idea. There wasn't anybody they knew. But there was two extra people in the picture.
Huh. Now, did they look like just normal people?
Looked like normal people, yeah. Yeah.
Now, was this back in the days when you used to have to go get film developed?
I don't remember for sure. It hadn't been that many years ago. Huh. 10 years ago, maybe.
Well, that's interesting, because what I don't understand, like I said, I tend to fall into the non-believer category when it comes to ghosts, because I've never seen any or anything like that.
I hadn't either, but they showed me this picture, and they assured me that those people were not at the party. They were in the picture. Now, whether it was somebody that lived at the house before, and, you know, the apparition showed up, I don't know.
Well, you know, the strange thing to me is who? What are ghosts? Are they people who were here?
They're spirits, yeah.
They're spirits. So, see, here's my thing. If I die, I mean, do you get a questionnaire? Would you like to be a ghost? Would you not like to be a ghost? I don't understand how that works.
Well, I've read some stories, and they say that the ghosts are people who have died that have not passed on through. They're caught in the middle for some rather.
But if you get to stay here, maybe you'll still get to go to parties?
I guess.
And you'll
whether you're there or not.
You'll still make the pictures if you
I don't know. It always is fascinating to me.
Well, yeah, it is to me.
Well, it's fascinating because when I hear a ghost story, it's usually nothing, you know, gigantic. It's usually something like that, like a picture or a butter knife falling off a counter or dishes rattling or something like that. And I think, you know, if I was a person here on Earth and I didn't cross over to the other side, I don't know if I'd want to spend eternity rattling dishes.
Well, they say that they're not done. There's something that they need to do or somebody they need to contact, and it hasn't happened yet, and they can't cross over the other side until they do. So, I don't know.
It's interesting. Well, hey, that's a great story. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. Ghost stories are the topic du jour for this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, the Facebook thread is moving this morning. You know, some mornings I have these Facebook threads where I can actually read them because they're moving slow and I can actually see what's being typed. This morning, there is no way for me to read what is being written. I'll have to go back later on and read it. But it's all about ghosts. And to be honest with you, that is interesting that people would end up in a picture that maybe were not in a picture, but that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a little joke for you here. It's kind of a cute one.
All right, go ahead.
A mother was talking to her six-year-old son, and she says to him, you know why you're out of school? He said, yes, I do. And she said, well, what's that? They have no toilet paper.
Well, you know what? That would pass nowadays, wouldn't it? I can understand why somebody might think that.
Well, you know, the schools, who says they do?
It might be hard now for the schools to get toilet paper, and you're right. Well, hey, I thank you.
Okay.
And we'll take any and all calls this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, again, I don't condemn anybody for believing in ghosts. I think if you believe in them, that's fine. It's just not something that hits me in an interesting way. I guess because I've never seen one, and I would hope that if a ghost came about, it would be more than rattling dishes or doing knocking butter knives off the counter, or moving furniture around, or opening up recliner bottoms. You know, if I was stuck in between here and the next life, I don't know that's how I would want to spend my time. But who knows? Maybe people like that sort of thing. 740-383-9944. Do you have any good ghost stories? And it could be something your relatives told you. I know a lot of these stories are passed on from relative to relative to relative. Now, the other thing is funny things people eat. That's something we've been talking about this morning. Is there something funny that you eat or you've heard that people eat or other people eat that seems odd to you? That would not be something that a lot of people would eat. Give me a ring if you've got a funny or even normal, to be honest, but just something that not a lot of people would eat. 740-383-9944. We talked last week about like saltine. My grandfather used to eat saltine crackers and dip them in milk, and I always thought that was different. And I remember I knew somebody who used to do toast and peanut butter and dip it in tea, warm tea. I never understood that because I can't stand peanut butter for the life of me. But I do remember this person doing that. They used to eat that like one or two times a week. Always ate it after dinner, like late at night. Oh, now see, here's some disgusting ones I'm getting on Facebook. Potato chips and cottage cheese. Now, see, here's the thing. I like potato chips, and I like cottage cheese, but putting those two items together, to me, would not be a good combination at all. Potato chips and cottage cheese. And I started off with a cottage cheese recipe. I like the cottage cheese, whipped cream, and powdered Jell-O, but not potato chips and cottage cheese. I don't even know what that would taste like. I think that have a very funny taste. So, do you have anything that you eat that is kind of strange, or that you've heard that people eat that is kind of strange? Now, I'm being told it's a healthier form of chip dip. You know, a lot of people use a lot of different things for chip dip. Now, I have noticed this recently. Now, I wonder how many people use the French onion dip, which I think was what was meant to be chip dip. I always assumed that French onion dip was chip dip. But you know what I have seen now is that a lot of people are using veggie dip. The veggie dip that you would use for broccoli and cauliflower, like a veggie tray. A lot of people are using that dip to dip their potato chips in. And I'll tell you something, I have tried that. And I actually like the veggie dip better than I like the French onion dip. Now, if I'm having a party or something, I'll still use the French onion dip because people associate that more with potato chips. And I like the French onion dip, but the veggie dip, I actually think, tastes better on the potato chips. But here's the thing. If you set out a bowl of cottage cheese and potato chips, nobody's eating that. Nobody's going to eat that. They're going to say, why do you have a bowl of cottage cheese sitting next to the potato chips? They're going to say, that's nuts. No, that's not going to work. But there you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Yeah, I'm getting the ranch veggie dip. Is there more than one kind of veggie dip? I guess there is. But yeah, it's the ranch version of the veggie dip. But not ranch dressing. Don't confuse it with ranch dressing. I know people have done that. That does not taste very good at all. So let's see here. What else do we got going over? And again, call in if you have a ghost story or something funny that you've eaten or know that somebody has eaten. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Rice with milk, sugar, and butter. Rice with milk, sugar, and butter. You know, I was never much of a rice eater. But I guess that doesn't sound horrible. Rice with milk, sugar, and butter. Huh. Now, again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's the thing about getting these messages on Facebook or email or so on and so forth. As I read them. A lot of times they're moving so fast that I cannot read the message because it's just moving. Now, somebody who was sending me a message actually wrote something kind of rude there about ghosts in regard to me. Now, see, I'm just not a rude person. I can't be rude. So, for somebody to write a rude thing about me and ghosts, that's not very nice. But you got to do what you got to do, I guess. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we'll put you up on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Man, Scott, you got to quit making me hungry here.
I know. It's a thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, whenever I have breakfast and I have pancakes a lot. I got to have a lot of syrup. I'll tell you what, I use that whole bottle. That's how much sugar I got to have on them.
Really? Whole bottle on the pancakes?
Oh, my God. They can't bring it fast enough. At IHOP, I bet you I hold the record for doing the most syrup. They got a doctor on standby. for my sugar there, you know.
to make sure they can bring you back should anything happen.
Yeah, I gotta have it. I mean, pancakes just don't taste right without a lot of syrup.
Now, do you put any butter on your pancakes?
Oh, absolutely not. That destroys the pancake.
Now, see,
no.
We had a caller last week who put peanut butter on their pancakes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We ain't going there either. We don't want to hurt the pancake there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It was peanut butter on the pancakes. I thought that was interesting, but apparently they do it in such a way that it's almost a work of art.
I can imagine that. I can imagine my stomach doing a work of art, too, later on. I mean, that would have to be pretty thick, I imagine.
Well, but you know, I am just not a peanut butter person, so anything that has just peanut butter on it, like a peanut butter sandwich or anything like that, I just can't do in general. It just does not hit me right.
Oh, my God. You don't like peanut butter?
No, I mean, I can have like a Reese egg or a Buckeye or something like that, and it's okay. I've had the peanut butter fudge. It's okay. But if it's just like a peanut butter on bread or peanut butter on a cracker or something like that, I'm just not into it.
Well, I'll tell you, I buy that Stripes. It's that peanut butter and jelly mixed up all one. The only thing you got to do is just put it on the sandwich. That's pretty good there. I stick it in the refrigerator and let it get real cold, and boy, does that ever taste good.
Oh, well, you know, it sounds good. I tell you, this is a morning that's making us all very hungry.
Well, I hope so.
It is breakfast time, so why not?
All right, Scott.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open. We're talking about ghosts and how you eat things. I guess it doesn't really even have to be odd things that you eat. It could just be different things that you eat. Like, I think the potato chips and the veggie dip, the ranch veggie dip, that's not an odd thing. It's just something that people eat. Now, the potato chips and the cottage cheese, now that would fall under the odd category. That would not be something you would serve at a dinner party or a cookout or anything of that nature. Now, let's see here. I got another message. Oh, we'll get the phone call in, then we'll come back with the message. Go ahead, caller.
I got two granddaughters that eat peanut butter on their waffles.
Peanut butter on the waffles?
Yep.
Now, do they put syrup on top of the peanut butter?
Nope. Just peanut butter and waffles.
Just peanut butter and waffles.
They love it.
That's interesting.
All right.
Thank you. Now, let's see here. I got to read these messages because they go by fast. Let's see. I just got a recipe for chocolate chip cookies that calls for vanilla pudding mix. It says they make them... See, I don't know if this person can write English. It says they make them super moist, so I have to try to make them soon. Let's see here. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that's nice that you're trying a chocolate chip cookie recipe. I don't know if vanilla pudding would make them moist or not. Maybe it would. I have heard people adding pudding to things that make them moist. But here, I have no faith anymore in chocolate chip cookies or diet sodas or even strawberry pie being delivered here to the studio. We had like a period where things went very well with that, where I could get, those type of things delivered and wasn't that nice. Oh, I just got a funny-looking face on Facebook about this whole... Did I just blow the recipe for chocolate chip cookies? Was I not supposed to say that on the air? It was just one of the things that caught my eye as the message thread kept on moving. But, you know, I never got the strawberry pie. I don't know what happened to that. Strawberry pie must have moved on. Chocolate chip cookies. You know, chocolate chip cookies are okay, but, if I'm not going to have any, you know, I don't want to hear how they're being made. You know, you got to have them. You got to test them out. You got to see if they really are fluffy because of that. I don't know. I still don't know. I'm being asked what happened to those days. I don't know what happened to those days. Those days went away. They blew out the door. Who knows? Ghosts and different things to eat are the topic du jour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are those things? What are the ghost stories? What are the different type of things that you eat? Give me a call, 740-383-9944.
And you know, I don't know what happened to this strawberry pie last week, because here's how I remember this story. The person who was offering me the strawberry pie, they offered it. I don't remember asking for strawberry pie. I don't think that would be a thing I would ask for, would be strawberry pie. So I think the person offered it, and then it just never appeared. You know, like 5 days, no strawberry pie. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. But apparently, I went lacking in strawberry pie. Oh, okay, I just got a message. Last week was not a good week. Okay. Well, I'll write that down now, that that's what happened. Well, hopefully the week is okay this week, and maybe a piece of strawberry pie will show up. Now, I'm not even betting on these chocolate chip cookies, because for some reason, apparently, there's a little no more chocolate chip cookies and no more diet sodas for me. I don't know what happened. I'm my head's in the air on this one. I thought I was a perfectly nice, kind soul. Well, see, I'd be a perfectly nice, kind soul. I'd be a good ghost. I'd be the type of ghost that you would want in your house. I'd be the type of ghost, I wouldn't be trying to trip you up with recliners or knocking knives off counters or rattling your dishes. I'd be the type of ghost who would go around kind of straightening up the place. You know, that's the type of ghost that I would be. A sharp ghost. Like Casper. Wasn't Casper the friendly ghost? I'd be like Casper. Anybody have any more ghost stories or funny things that they eat? I was trying to think of maybe more different things that I eat. There's really not a whole lot, to be honest. You know, one time I did hear about this sandwich, though. Now, I've never really made one, but because it involves peanut butter, and I'm just not a peanut butter person. But here is a peanut butter recipe for you, if you ever want to try it. Apparently, you take 2 slices of bread, and you put peanut butter on both slices of the bread. And then you take a piece of bologna and you put it on one side with the peanut butter. And then you take the bologna in between the peanut butter and you fry it up in the skillet. Kind of like you would do a grilled cheese. But you don't fry the bologna by itself. You fry the bologna in between the pieces of bread and the peanut butter. And then right before the end, when you take it off, you put a fresh piece of lettuce on the sandwich and you eat it. I don't know what that sandwich is called. I don't know what it's all about, but apparently that's a good sandwich from what I understand. But again, I'm not a peanut butter person, so that would not work for me. You would not believe all the things that peanut butter is on. Peanut butter encompasses so many different things, and it just not being my thing is no fun. But that's the way it all goes. That's the way it all trickles down. All right. Does anybody have any more ghost stories? Does anybody have any more odd things that they eat or anything that maybe their family members have eaten that were odd or any ghost stories that have been passed down through time? Would love to hear these this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call and we will put you on the air. Or I guess you could send it through Facebook. That happens from time to time. As I say, everything was great. Oh, I know the other thing I wanted to mention this hour that I did not get a chance to mention. Now, I'm not even sure if I've ever mentioned this on the air. It's possible. But right now, there have not been any new podcasts put out in a little while. I think it's probably been, I know people were listening to them. They're on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search the names of these podcasts, you would be able to find the episodes. But there hasn't been any for a few weeks now. I think the last one was maybe the last week of April, something like that. So I just wanted to let everybody know there have not been any podcasts for a while, but there will be. Podcast will return, and everything will be hunky-dory soon enough. So there just haven't been any new ones. Now, in the midst of this whole thing of not doing any podcast, I also have gotten into another form of communication, which is the Facebook Live. Now, this is kind of cool. I never really paid much attention to Facebook Live, but then I hooked camera up to the computer and found out that this is a very cool form of communication. So Facebook Live, very cool. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you were talking about ghosts and stuff, too. Way back when, me and a few of my buddies, we knew some guy had some property, so we thought we'd go out and do some coon hunting. And not there, we went back in this guy's property. It's perfectly clear night when we go back. We get back in the middle of these woods here, and all of a sudden the rain's raining and lightnings are cracking, and boy, we took out that field like you wouldn't believe. We didn't know what in the world was going on. We got back out of there, and it's just as clear as a bell. I don't know whether it was the Bermuda Triangle back there or what.
So it was just back in a certain part of the woods?
Yeah, just a little patch of woods there. I don't know what in the world was going on there, but boy, it scared the heck out of us.
Now, other than that, have you ever seen any ghost activity?
Ghost activity? No, not really. I mean, I'm not the type of person that goes looking for that kind of stuff, but I suppose it's out there.
Now, don't you think that knocking a butter knife off a counter, that's not much of a ghost story, now is it?
Well, if you didn't knock it off and ain't nobody there, that sure seem odd.
Well, I think it would seem odd, but, you know, sometimes you can lay a butter knife kind of on the edge of the counter, and for some reason it'll just fall off. Or, like, a picture will fall off the wall for no reason. Maybe the hook just got weak or something like that. I think there is some kind of reason for most of this stuff, because my thing is, if a ghost is a spirit trapped in between two worlds, wouldn't they want to do something more amazing to be seen than just knocking a butter knife off a counter?
Yeah, I suppose you got a good point there. You sure wouldn't want him throwing that knife at you.
No. And a butter knife, I don't know, is really going to do all that much damage.
Well, that depends on whether. I don't know. But, you know, I suppose that kind of stuff's out there. And, you know, me, I don't put much stock into it. Other than what we run into several years, I've never had another experience. Normally, when I get bad vibes, my hair's on the back of my neck stand up. But that don't happen anymore, so I guess I ain't worth bugging. So,
I'm going to have to see some heavier proof than a butter knife falling off a counter or a recliner opening up or some dishes rattling before I can definitively say what ghosts are.
Yeah, you'd almost have to go, you have to follow these guys around that does all this stuff with all their monitors and stuff like that, and, you know, firsthand see it. You see it on TV, and it looks real as all can get, but you never know.
That's the truth. You never know what's going on. And I guess if people want to believe in ghosts, there's nothing wrong with it, just like anything else. But just for my own particular belief, I don't think that I do.
No, I don't think it's going to be anything like Patrick Swayze ghosts like that. I mean, I would sure hope not. I don't want to make anybody mad or anything like that and have them come back and, you know, put a hex on me or something.
Well, even if I didn't like somebody, I don't know if I want to spend eternity haunting them.
No, I think you make a good point there, too, bud.
I want to enjoy my death. I don't want to be flying around knocking butter knives off the counter.
Yeah, you make a very, very good point there. I can't argue with that. You know, you're rather... You know, Scott, like I said before, you come up with these interesting topics, and you know, and it's entertaining.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. This morning we're talking about different things that people eat. We're talking about ghost stories. And we're talking about strawberry pie that I never ate. Now, I never thought about this, but maybe a ghost came and got that strawberry pie. Or maybe a ghost has limited my intake of diet soda being delivered in the morning, or cookies, or whatever they might be. You know, maybe that's a ghost thing. I'll have to check into that. I'll have to get the paranormal readers out and all that sort of thing and see if that's a ghost thing. Maybe it's a ghost thing. Who knows? I'll bring a butter knife in tomorrow and see if it falls off the table here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. 51 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, I did see this morning that Jerry Stiller, who people probably best remember as George Costanza's father on Seinfeld, died over the weekend at the age of 92. Gosh, was he funny. And even if you weren't a fan of Seinfeld, go back and watch some of his work. He was hilarious. One of the funniest guys. The way he would yell talk on Seinfeld and other programs. Just a tremendous guy. Jerry Stiller, dead at the age of 92. Monday, May the 11th, 2020, 52 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, coming up right after this show today, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 until 6 p.m. right here today on WWGH Radio. Now, want to get back to the Facebook Live for a second, because there haven't been any podcasts in about the last month, so there's been nothing new in that department. But there will be something new in that department coming up very shortly. Some new ideas and new things being posted there. But Facebook Live. So I started doing the Facebook Live, but I don't ever advertise that I'm going to do it. So, you know, we do get viewers, and I guess that's what it is on Facebook Live, because you have the camera. But, you know, it's just kind of out of the blue, these things happen. Now, again, I'm not sure when the next Facebook Live is going to happen, but there have been some times when there have been some substantial viewers on that. And a lot of people have been doing Facebook Live during this whole COVID thing, which has kind of been interesting to watch. I thought it's been very interesting to watch. So my point for saying all this is that there will be a Facebook Live this week. I just don't know when. Now, I'm sure it'll be highly entertaining, because I have done these things by myself, and then I've done these things with a co-host, which it's fun both ways. It's just fun to talk to people and answer questions and so on and so forth. But I don't know when the next one will be, and I don't know who will, you know, I don't know what the correlation will be as far as people. But I do know this, that I think I will have a new camera. Because the camera that I've been using, for people who have watched it, there's something wrong with that camera, and I cannot figure out what is wrong with that camera. It's not awful, but things just look a little blurry. But I have a new camera on the way, which I think will fix this problem quite a bit. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
On that recliner, a lot of times when you sit down and push him back, they don't lock in position. And then a lot of times that spring gets weak, or it's not in lock position, and say you get up and walk away, and it'll pop back open.
Well, see, and that sounds logical to me, and I bet that's what might have happened.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Sometimes when they get war a lot, they won't lock in, and they'll pop out. You know, you're not even there, and you think you locked it in, but it's not.
Well, see, because here's, you know, the way it happened yesterday, it was definitely not up, but at some point it might have been up. So yeah. Maybe when I got up to go cook dinner last night, it might have unlocked it and it went out, and I just didn't notice it until I headed back over there to bring the food back.
Yep, they do that a lot. and the guy talking about the picture, it's a couple extra people in it, maybe.
Right.
They wasn't in the juice too much, was they? Or the eggnog?
I don't know. You know,
I know.
I do know that, well, the reason I asked him if that was in the days when people used to get pictures developed, because I do know there used to be, I think they were called double negatives, where if you somehow took a picture and they were developing it because of the process that they had to use, another picture would bleed into that picture. And it would put people in it that normally were not in that picture. And I know a lot of those people also who used to do those Photoshops they would play around with people. And a lot of times they would insert people in pictures that were not necessarily there in the first place.
Yep. Well, I just thought, watch out that recliner.
No, that's okay. Watch out for the recliner so I don't break my neck. Hey, thank you.
All right.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, to me now, that seems more like a logical answer. The recliner probably just did not lock, and I had been sitting on the couch before I got up to go get dinner last night. So what probably happened was when I got up, it unlocked the recliner. The recliner kind of kicked out a little bit, and by the time I got back over there, I slipped and fell. So, that's no fun. But, I guess the way it goes. 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left in the broadcast today. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you have anything on your mind or anything interesting to say on the topic of ghosts or funny things that people eat or anything else of that nature. Once again, do want to remind you, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp follows this show 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 until 6 p.m. today. You don't want to miss it here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Having a good time. These are the type of conversations we all need to have. Are ghosts real? Are they not real? What have you seen? What have you not seen? What are some strange things that people eat? It's all interesting in the grand scheme of things, I think, as time goes on. 58 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. Tomorrow we will have our regular visit with Tracy Kinsler from the Health Department and Mayor Scott Schertzer. That will be a lot of fun, among other things, on tomorrow's program. And the world's an interesting place right now. Some things are starting to open back up. How will this affect people? How will this change things? You know, that was the talk. A lot of that was the talk this past weekend about how this is going to happen, how this is going to change things, how this is going to affect people who are in restaurants and things of that nature. I don't know yet. I guess we'll just all have to wait it out and see what happens. But again, there will be a Facebook Live. I just don't know when. So I guess the best thing to do at this particular point is to go to my Facebook page, which is under my name, Scott Spears, and like it, and that, or friend me, or however else you want to do it, and when a Facebook Live comes up, you'll be able to watch it, because they have been entertaining. Like I say, I've done some alone, and I've done some with other people, and either way it has went, it has always been good. Now this week, I don't know how it's going to go, but we will have a show regardless, because I want to make sure that we have a new show every week, because that's how you keep people interested. And the podcasting will return very soon, because there's a lot of big things planned there that you're not going to want to miss. So if you've been listening to the podcast and you've been a fan of the podcast, stay tuned to that YouTube channel, and I'll keep you updated here on the air, because when these podcasts return, it's going to be a very big thing that you will not want to miss. Well, that about does it for us on this Monday morning. Hope you stay tuned here to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and I will be back tomorrow morning with much more. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Bob. Oh, Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Downs.